Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Joan, for that. Yes. As concerning what happened in Brian's dream, I'm not the one who worked on him, so I cannot say anything. Glory be to God. Yes. And concerning those three handsome young men, okay? Yeah. Back in the day, you people. Hallelujah. Yeah. God, you ask Sam Wang. Even that man was very handsome. Sam Wang. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, I was so handsome. There's a lady. She was a friend to my older sisters. Okay, so we were family of friends. And so anyway, when I got saved, one time she found me in KPC. Okay, I just got born again. So she meets me. She's like, what are you doing? I told her I got saved. She said, what? She said, what? The girls are so blessed. You're born again? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then I used to tell my sisters about my friend, Mwanga Sam. I told them, man, I have a handsome friend. Okay? One time even, we came home. I told them, you've seen him, that one, you know? They say, no, he's not. Okay, now, one of them is now the wife. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, glory be to God. Yeah, so young men, enjoy that stage while you are at it. Okay, but be good, okay? Be godly. Yeah, be godly. Glory be to God. Be what? Be godly. Then in medical school, by the way, I was very handsome. Medical school, we're in third year. You remember Dr. Cho? Was he called Cho? He was a South Korean. What was his name? Young Cho. No. Young Cho is a pastor. David. Oh, this one was Young Cho. So he had come to Uganda as a missionary, but he also ended up getting a job in Uganda, in Ministry of Health. And he also had a fellowship, a Bible study fellowship on campus. So I joined it. And then I was on his ward. Was it 4A or 4B, 4C? Okay. And so he taught us. And then one day, I'm on campus. Then I meet him with his wife. Okay? So we're talking about 1999, 2000. Huh? Okay? How many years are those? Are like 24 years ago. So I meet him with a wife. Then he begins to tell the wife, the Korean wife. He's like, do you see this young man? When I first saw him, I was like, he's going to die of HIV/AIDS. So he's telling the wife and said, because he was so handsome. And I knew that now this girl thing is going to mess him up. And he what? Dies of HIV. Now, you people, you don't know HIV/AIDS, eh? You know, this generation. But the HIV of those days was bad. Okay? It was very bad. But this Korean was telling the wife that this boy, glory be to God. Someone, I can't believe me, but I'm telling you, ask my wife, when she saw me a bit cold. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but young men, young girls, okay, you're beautiful, you're handsome. That is great, okay? That is great. Enjoy it. However, don't let it take you to hell. Hallelujah. Yeah, because if you don't live for God, And you use what God has given you for evil, you end up in hell. You end up where? In hell. Instead of going to heaven with us. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, very serious stuff. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Let me say this also. Yeah, this is the first time I'm going to say this, but I just felt I should say it. It will help young people, okay? So remember, you guys, I was very handsome, okay? I go to the States for my master's, and I'm staying with Ugandans, a Ugandan family, but I was paying rent, okay? $550 for just a bedroom, okay, in California, very expensive. So now these were Ugandans, so we talk about Uganda. Then I told them what was happening in Uganda because they had left ages ago, okay? Now one day we are seated at the table having breakfast, okay? The man, his wife, and I, then the guy calls me. He's like, come. So there was a mirror, okay, just on the side. So he says, look in the mirror. What do you see? Okay? And then the wife was like, yeah, what you see is what it is. Glory be to God. Now, young people, the point I was coming to is that despite all that, okay, because you see, looks can get you messed up. Okay, looks, money, they can get you messed up. But despite all that, this is the first time I'm saying this, and I've never wanted to say it, okay? Because, and so, despite all that, okay, I never had relationships with women or with any woman until I was 34. You understand? I'm speaking in a, you know, until I was 34, because I got married at 34. Okay? So all that time, okay, I never, like, engaged myself with what? With girls. Okay? Let me say it bluntly. I got married a virgin at 34. 34. Glory be to God. All right? So these, the looks I had back in the day, Alana can't believe this, but they were there. You ask Sam, okay? In fact, they used to call me Will Smith. Okay? I even didn't know the guy, okay? Because I wasn't into movies. I didn't know the guy, okay? This is back in senior five. Guys are girls, you know, Will Smith or Smack, you know, eh? So then I went to find out who is this Will Smith guy. And when I saw him, I was like, hey, actually. Glory be to God. But the point I'm trying to make is I get saved at 22, when I was 22 in second year, and I worked with the Lord, okay, until, anyway, I didn't get messed up by what? Okay, now, if it has happened to anyone and things have, you know, anyway, yeah, you can still make a choice and you're like, from today onwards, never again until I get married. Glory be to God. And the Lord will bless you for that. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Okay? Young people, it is possible. Hallelujah. It is what? It is possible. I mean, I went to the States, okay, and I went alone. You see, so that means I could have done anything and no one in Uganda would ever know. Hallelujah. And I was in, like, the worst, well, one of the morally worst college, university, Berkeley, okay, most, like, liberal, okay? Hallelujah. But I came back the way I went, okay, to the glory of God, all right? So, young people, let no one deceive you, okay, that you can't live a morally pure life. You can, glory be to God, by the grace of God. Hallelujah. You can by the grace of God. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now today, last three Sundays, we talked about excelling in what? In giving. excelling in the grace of giving. During the week when I was reading my Bible, there's a verse which caught my attention, which is talking about loving God. And I thought like we should now talk about excelling in loving God. Glory be to God. Excelling in what? In loving God. Excelling in what? Loving God. Hallelujah. Yeah, now, concerning what I just said, okay? I didn't mean that you shouldn't have friends who are girls or friends who are boys. You understand, eh? I didn't mean that, okay? You should have friends, but know your boundaries. Hallelujah, okay? Yes, I had many friends. Okay? Many friends of the opposite what? With sex. But, especially when I decided to get saved, I decided to live for God. With, even in the midst of those friends who I had. You understand? The friends who are girls. Not girlfriends, but friends who are girls. Hallelujah. I didn't have a girlfriend. I had friends who are what? Yeah. If you get a girl friend before the right time, most probably you're going to mess yourself up. Hallelujah. You're going to mess yourself up, okay, as far as your purity is concerned. Hallelujah. Yes, and yeah, glory be to God. So excelling in loving God is what we're going to talk about. Hallelujah. We shall talk about why we should excel in loving God, and we shall also talk about how we should excel in loving God. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 12, from verse 28, okay, it says that one of the scribes, so a certain scribe, okay, came to Jesus and asked him, okay, he asked him that, which is the first commandment of all? Okay, so now we are talking about why we should excel in loving God. Okay? Number one, because of this that we're reading. So this scribe asks the Lord that which is the first commandment of all. If you have NKJV, okay, on the word first, there is a number there. Okay? When you click on the number, it will tell you that that word first could also have been translated as foremost. Okay? So this scribe is asking Jesus that which is the foremost commandment of all. Okay? The foremost what? Commandment. The foremost. Okay? Now, if you didn't go to Chisubi, you might not know the meaning of the word foremost. But foremost means most prominent in rank, importance, or position. Okay? So the scribe is asking the Lord that which is the most prominent commandment, which is the most important commandment. Okay? And then Jesus answers him from verse 29. Okay? Jesus answers him and says that the first of all the commandments, okay, the foremost of all the commandments, the most important of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Then he says that, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Glory be to God. Okay? So we're asking ourselves why we should excel in loving God. Number one, because it is God's commandment that we should love him. Okay? But also because it is the foremost commandment. Glory be to God. It is the most important commandment. It is the first in rank, the first in position of all the commandments of God. Okay? And that is to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, and with all our strength. Okay? And Jesus continues and says that this is the first or the foremost commandment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So because it is the most important commandment, we should be like David. Okay? King David, who in Psalm 18, verse 1 says, he prayed and says that, I will love you, O Lord. Glory be to God. By the way, that is where you get that song. Yeah? Okay? You know how it goes?
I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love you,
God. Glory be to God. I was at our home yesterday, okay? We had a meeting with her parents, and man, she was in the house, what? Esther, I'm talking to you about your people or your person. And she was tuning up for today. Glory be to God. Okay? Grace Joy, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. When I got saved at 22, and I saw how this salvation thing was so nice. Okay? It was so nice. I was like, I remembered a guy who preached to me in Senior One, 1990. I remember Daniel Muyanja. Okay? Remember Danny? He was in KPS. Okay? Danny, man, I remembered how he got me after class one day. And the guy began to preach to me. I refused. The girl was on my case for hours. Sports time ended. We were still in uniform. He's on my case. Okay? I was like, I wish I'd gotten saved in 1990. Hallelujah. When I was 14. Glory be to God. Okay? So this thing was saying that being saved and salvation, man, I regretted why I didn't get saved at what? Grace Joy's age. Hallelujah. To this day, I'm like, I wish I, you know, these fellows, the Roger Mgishas, were in the same class. They preached to us, and we refused. Okay? Now we get saved for them. They're out of it. So I went back to Umianja on campus. Okay? Because they had backslidden. I went back to Umianja. I was like, Umianja, please come back. You're the one who preached to me in Senior One. Don't you remember? Okay. Then the guy said, "Ah, Mose na we, you know." But I was like, "Danny, please, do you remember Senior One?" Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, today I'm talking about this. And so, David in Psalm 18 prayed and says that, "I will do what? I will love you, O Lord." Basically, he pledges to keep the foremost commandment. Glory be to God. And that should be us also. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? That should be who? That should be you. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, how should we love the Lord? How should we keep the foremost commandment? Okay, the answer is from the life of someone, and that is King Solomon. Okay? The Bible says that in 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 3, it says that, and Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon did what? Solomon loved the Lord. Okay? And how did he love him? He loved him by walking in the statutes of his father, David. Okay? Solomon, man, that's remarkable, where it is written of someone that person loved the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, what does it mean by saying that he walked in the statutes of his father, David? Okay? What are the statutes of David? The answer is found in verse 14. Verse 14, God says to Solomon that, if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father walked, then I will lengthen your days. So the statutes of David in which Solomon walked are simply the commandments of God. Glory be to God. Okay? So we go back to verse 3. It says that, and Solomon loved the Lord. How? He loved him by walking in the statutes of his father David. He loved God by walking in God's commandments. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? And by the way, he did more than that. Okay? In verse 4, he says that he went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. And while there, he offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. Okay? There was no commandment that you should offer 1,000 burnt offerings. Okay? But Solomon loved the Lord. Okay? That he was even going, he not only loved him by obeying his commandments, okay? But he also decided to give the Lord a large sacrifice. 1,000 burnt offerings. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about both loving the Lord by keeping the commandments and also loving him, okay, by giving him our sacrifices. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, concerning keeping the commandments, okay, as a sign of loving the Lord, Jesus said the same thing in John chapter 14, verse 21. Jesus said that, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Glory be to God. Okay? He who does what? Has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Glory be to God. Okay? If someone does not keep the commandments of God, okay, that person does not love the Lord. It is that simple. Glory be to God. It is that what? Simple. Okay? And by the way, that word keep in the Hebrew, it is also the word to guard. Okay? So, implying that you take seriously the commandments of God. They are a treasure. Hallelujah. You esteem them highly. They're not just an opinion. Okay? But there are some, it's beyond an opinion. It is the word of God. Okay? It is God's will for you. So you take it that with seriously. Glory be to God. So every time you see, especially in the Old Testament, the word keep the commandments or obey the commandments, it is actually the word, okay, guard. Glory be to God. So Jesus is saying, he who has my commandments and guards them, takes them seriously, treasures them, okay, that is a person who loves him. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, someone will say that, But that is the Old Testament. Okay? Because you see, Jesus hadn't yet gone to the cross. Okay? We are in the dispensation of grace, and keeping the commandments doesn't matter. Okay? He said that before he went to the cross. Okay? But now, this same John who wrote this epistle also wrote another epistle. And 1 John, okay? In 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, John writes and says that this is the love of God, that we do what? Keep his commandments. Okay? This epistle is written way after Jesus has died and gone to heaven. Glory be to God. Way after Jesus has died and gone to heaven, John writes to New Testament believers that this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are supposed to keep the commandments of God, especially if you say that you love God. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. You know, these things of believing to be alive, okay? When it comes to human beings, they can be a bit, you might not be sure whether so-and-so loves so-and-so. Okay? According to X is loving Y, but Y is saying no. He or she didn't. What? But for God, it is easy to know who loves him. Glory be to God. Just see someone who's walking by the commandments of God. It is not rocket science. Hallelujah. It is not what? Rocket science. Okay? Glory be to God. It is not rocket science. It is easy to know who loves God, and it is easy to know who doesn't love God. Okay? If someone says they love God, but they don't keep his commandments, according to the Bible, not according to me, according to the word of God, the person who loves God is a person who keeps his commandments. Glory be to God. It is that simple. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Young girls, those things of, okay, the guy is not born again, you know, I like him, he loves me, I love him, he's not born again, but he loves the Lord. There's no such thing. There's no what? There's no such thing. You can't love someone whom you've never known. So the guy has never known the Lord. The guy has never accepted the Lord. How can he love him? You understand? Okay? And then even then you say, he does this and this and this, as in bad stuff. But then he loves the Lord, Bambi. You know, But then one of the the greatest thing in this life is something called the female gender. Man, women are wonderful. Women are wonderful. You can be a thug, but if a woman likes you, like your mother, she will paint you. She will say, well, this is a very nice boy, a very nice girl. Hallelujah. Okay? But anyway, loving the Lord is just that, keeping the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Cannot say, she's a Muslim, but she loves the Lord. How? She loves the Lord, but she's not a Christian, but she loves the Lord. There is no such thing. Okay? That person maybe just has good manners. Okay? They're not saved. They're going to hell with good manners. Hallelujah. Okay? Especially if they are raised in good what? Families. Okay? Bamani, they know how to watch, okay? They know how to talk. They know how they are politically correct in their speech. Basically, they know how not to, and they know how to impressed, you know, eh? Yes, and we should all raise our kids like that, okay? But you see, you go to hell with your good manners. Hallelujah. Because you've never accepted the Lord who died for you, for your sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, after the cross, after the death of the Lord, John says it again. Okay? That this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Then there are people who say that it is impossible. You can't, the commandments of God, they are hard to keep. Okay, John says those are yours. I don't agree with you. Okay? Because he adds and says that, and his commandments are not what? Burdensome. Okay? Burdensome means difficult to carry out. So the commandments of the Lord are not difficult to carry out. Hallelujah. It is not difficult to abstain from, glory be to God. You know, we have young people, but they know these things, but I'm a bit shy but you understand what I mean. Eh? It is not hard to abstain from, physical intimacy. Okay, you know, I was raised well, you know. So I know how to, you know. Okay, it is not difficult to abstain. Okay, if you say it is difficult, God doesn't agree with you. God doesn't what? I know now you don't agree with me. But for me, I've decided to agree with the word. Now, if you disagree what I'm saying, you're disagreeing with the word. Hallelujah. It is not difficult to stop stealing or to not steal. Glory be to God. Okay? The Bible says that is not burdensome. It is not hard to carry out. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And by the way, there are some things, if you just don't start doing them, okay, it will be easy for you not to do them. Okay? There are those things where the moment you start doing them, man, I think it's a devil. It's a devil that comes and what? And takes residence in you. And they become difficult to stop. Hallelujah. Yet, there are some things you rather stay away from. You rather don't start. Glory be to God. Okay? I was told that, for example, homosexuality. Okay? I read or I heard that the agenda of the people who are promoting it is to get young people into the first act. And apparently thereafter, it's like, man, for someone to get out of it for life, okay, it becomes very difficult. Hallelujah. So it's a demon that just, you know, it's just looking for what? Entry point. And the entry point is first time. Okay? And thereafter, it doesn't become impossible, but it becomes very difficult. Glory be to God. Okay? However, the Bible says, keeping the commandments of God is not what? Burdensome. Glory be to God. It is not burdensome. It is not difficult to do. Glory be to God. If you want to do it, you do it. If you want to, and even then, according to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, okay, we have the Holy Spirit, okay, by whom we are caused to keep the commandments of God. Okay, if you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Okay? For the Lord says that, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do what? And do them by the Spirit of God who is in every believer. Glory be to God. So you can keep the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? I don't know why I have to go back into this other what? We talk. Amen? Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can choose not to what? You can choose these things. And you should live in such a way that you don't make it easy for yourself to fall into sin. Okay? Glory be to God. Yeah, you should, you know, eh? I confess that there were times when, yes, I think I was naive. Okay, I was naive. Eh? And I later, okay, I was like, how did I put my life at risk of falling into sin? Eh? Okay, for example, yes, my first job took me to several districts of the country. All right, so I would finish in one district, then they take me to another, then I finish, you know. And so one time I'm taken to Apache, okay? Apache. I'm taken to Apache, and I'm going to work there also for a few months. But they hadn't prepared a place where I was going to stay. All right, so when I get there, there was already another team. My teammates had gone there earlier, okay? So anyway, I joined them, and they hadn't prepared a place for me to stay, okay? Then, on our team, there was a young nurse, a female nurse, okay? A young girl, older than me, okay? And now they say, now since you don't have anywhere to stay, now you stay, what, in the same house for a few, what, days. Okay, very young girl from Kihihi, eh? She was called Musimenta something. All right? So, I remember we are in the village, back in the day, you know? Okay, and so those houses are like two-roomed. Eh? So, in a sense, you'll be sleeping like in the sitting room, eh? And while she's sleeping in the bedroom, just separated by a door. You're going to be using the same bathroom. I tell you, Muliwala, you know, you're there alone, very far. I remember, like, Budo, there was something called girls' end and boys' end. So you're those ends, as in, if anything happens, only, you know. Eh? Now, after staying there for 3 days, I was like, how did I accept to get into this, what? This stuff. Okay? So I was like, I should have refused and said, okay, for me, I'll go maybe in town and pay my 50K, some car, place, like a hotel, you know, 50K. Okay? Then another time, years later, I did the same mistake. Okay? This time, I'm working with Malaria Consortium, and we're going to do some work in Hoima, some research stuff. And then, yeah, so now I'm going, so I'm going to do this work, and then they've hired also a certain girl, okay, but I didn't know that she was going to go with me, okay, but we were friends, great friends, okay, so then I realized we were going together, and the project had a house in Hoima, a bungalow, you know, full house. And we are going to stay there. Okay? And there's a caretaker there, some guy who is employed to keep the house. So in a way, they get us a car. I think it was a Prado, something like that. Okay? Meanwhile, remember, we are great friends with this great friends. Eh? Okay? You know her, eh? Okay? Then, so we get there. Remember, you're two. The driver here in Jagen Oksula. Okay, now I'm going to say, then when we got there, the caretaker is like, hey, for me, I'm leaving. Hey! I told the guy, no, stay. As in this, you know. The guy said, no, because I had planned to settle you. So later I was like, this guy thought what? That man, Baba guy, better got space here. Hey! So, man, to tell you, I stayed in the same house with this very good friend of mine who, you know, and then, to go to the bathroom, I think that house had one bathroom. Okay? And it was in the in her room. Hey, man, eh? You know, eh? But later, I'm like, how did I get into this? What? Okay? Now, and so later we come back to Kampala. But then we are great friends, eh? Because I was friends with a brother. Then so one time we are walking from Malaria Consortium to go and eat lunch in Ukamocha. Remember, we are tight, eh? Okay, we are what? Okay, tight. Then she tells me, Kale Moses, eh? I waited for you a long time ago to say something. Okay? As in to propose to her. Okay? Because I think in a month's time she was getting married. Then she said, Kali, I waited for you to say something, and you know, eh? Okay? And by the people in med school, eh, especially her classmates, really thought something was what? Something great was going, you know, eh? Meanwhile, for me, I mean my own things. Now here is someone who, you know, eh? And now you're in the same house together. Hoima, something happens that no one will ever know. You just come back here, no kubetendo, what? Eh? So looking back, I was like, I should never have what? How did I get into this mess? Okay? But by the grace of, you know, it is later you're like, wait a minute, I would have what? Ended up in sin. So the point I'm trying to make is, young people, don't get yourselves in what? Situations which can get you to sin against the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Don't be in, you know, solitary with someone of the opposite sex. Eh? As in, avoid that as what? As much as you can. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then I remember my last day, my last 2 days in the state school. I was naive. I was naive. I hope I'm not what? Naive anymore. There's this girl, you know, you see, I'm a nice guy, you know, because I was raised well, you know. So she tells me, oh, this is your last day, because we're with her in school, you know, MPH. And then she tells me that, yeah, now, you know, this is your last day. Okay, now, yeah, wherever you want to go, like, I'm ready to take you anywhere, any place, for anything, you know, eh? So for me, I'm just thinking of good food, why, you know, eh? Then, like, eh? You know, then I also tagged that, oh, because you see someone who likes you. And by the way, the best people, if you visit America, eh, the best people who can make you, the best people there are women. Women are generally nice, eh? That hospitable thing, that mother thing, eh? Okay? I left the States and I think I only got one female friend, okay? Jeremiah, eh, you know? One male friend, yeah. But I had many girls. Well, not many, but they're like four something like that. Blue white chicks, you know. Flora, who told me later, because I was with her there, she said that, Moses, I used to look at you, and I was like, this guy is not coming back to Uganda. I used to look at you with your friends. And they were all small, yeah. I said, with your small friends, you know. And this guy is not coming back, what? To Ghana. Now, one of them also, who took, you know, she was like, oh, this is your last day? You've never come to even see my place and you're leaving. Okay? Yes, I should take you and you see my place. Okay? I was like, oh, yes, actually, I've never won. So we organized, we went, you know, yeah, walked along. You know, and you have to pass, what's called, the sea, the beach, anyway, whatever, walk. Then we got there, entered, said, this is my place, what? This is where I sleep. This is where I was like, wow, this is nice, you know. Okay? Then I said, oh, now, let's go, I mean, it's a nice place, wow. Okay? But looking back, I was like, how did I, what? when I look back, I'm like, wait a minute. Something has been plotted against me. Okay, to sin against the Lord. Glory be. And so don't put yourself in those what? In those things. Glory be to God. Don't. Hallelujah. Amen. This seems to be the sermon for the what? Maybe other things I'll say them another. Okay? But it is, the abundance of young people. Beautiful and handsome one. Who have gotten me into. And there are some things which children won't hear from parents. Some things. Because, you know, not like all the things I'm telling you. My daughter, Eden, has never heard them. She has never heard that it was until when I was 34 years. She has never heard. Okay? Yeah. Because at times, it can be hard to jazz with your own, these things. Thank God for mothers, women. Women are wonderful people. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Keeping the commandments of God is not difficult. Okay? It is not burdensome. And even then, God has given us the Holy Spirit. We as Christians who accepted him, he has given us his Spirit to help us keep his commandments. Glory be to God. Now, you remember, we used Solomon as an example. Okay? Now, I think what helped Solomon to keep the commandments of God is that he wrote them down and he obeyed what he wrote. You remember in Deuteronomy chapter 17 from verse 18, God told Moses that every king, when he ascends the throne, he should write for himself a copy of the commandments. Okay? So that it shall be that he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord, his God, and be careful to observe all the words of what? All the words of this law and these what? Statutes. Okay? Every time I turn, something comes into my head or in my mind. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? There's this thing that, because I remember when we were dating, there are some evil friends. Okay? Now I'm going to get in trouble at home. Yeah, my wife had some bad friends. Yeah, they were good, you know. Girls are good, you know. Yeah. But they used to ask her evil questions. He said, now, you haven't known each other. How can you, like, agree that you're going to marry someone, yet you haven't, they call it being compatible, How do you know whether you're what? Compatible. And by that, they know what they mean. Compatible. Okay? What, Because you should first marry, you know, First of all, man, these things of you don't whatever, you know, together, man, you're risking. Because you might get there and man, things are bad. You understand? Now what will you do? You have already made the vow. Old people, you understand? Any those things of no man, anyway, you know, So, you know, and even then, that could be okay, but are you compatible? You understand? Yeah. No, I never heard of that nonsense. Okay? Because for me, I had very good what? Including him. Okay? Including what? Yes, I'll tell you about this guy and this what? You're a guy for her, she's what? Babe. Umbo babe. Okay? So, they began to date at university. Then she gets a master's to go to the UK. Rather, she gets a scholarship to go to the UK. So when she's going, This guy, I think, also, who had evil friends? You? You? Hey, he also had evil friends, okay? So the evil friends told this guy that, man, she's going to what? To the UK before. See, man, you had better what? Hey, because she went to the UK, man, some guy will show you a move. Okay, he will be the first one there, Hey, they'll tell you, man, before she goes, you should organize and what? Okay. Thank God he had the sense to know that what? That was the devil speaking. Glory be to God. So young people, you shouldn't worry about those things. That how do you know that the guy is okay? Man, how do you know whether you're compatible? That's stupidity, Okay, it's the devil. Glory be to God. There's no way it says in the Bible that you should first what? Get results for those tests before you what? Before you what? You'll be sinning against God. You'll be what? Yeah, and it's true God will forgive you if you repent. But sometimes, like I told you, if you begin these things, then also, it might be hard to stop even when you've what? Tied the knot. Do you understand? Even then, sometimes your best friend might not be able to trust you. He's like, if we did before the tying the knot, then what? How sure am I that he's not again? Katia mubamu mistrust mubuchi mubufumbo. Not always, but it can happen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? This is a youth conference. Glory be to God. Youth conference. I tell my youth, Bavia Gala. And right now, I'm getting people who are like, man, that is my best preacher. Glory be to God. Okay, youth. These are the things they want. These things of... And so you tell them about obeying the commandments, but you make it palatable. Glory be to God. And because also, these are the challenges they're going through. Man, those hormones, the hormones, that age group, the hormones, they know so their friends who are girls are not helping them, like the boys. Their friends who are girls are not helping them. The way they dress, the pictures which they send them, they're not helping them. Okay? My generation here, Fetwari, at least, okay. Okay? To worry about WhatsApp, to worry about Instagram, naked here. So, things are what? Are tight. But the commandments of God are not what? So, there are no excuses. Glory be to God. And so, Solomon, he must have obeyed the Lord and made a copy, of the laws of God as the commandment was. So he must have been reading them. So in that we learn that we should also take our Bibles, wherein are the commandments of God, we should take our Bibles seriously. Read your Bibles. Now this is not only for young people, but it is for all of us. Glory be to God. And sometimes the chances, sometimes it's highly likely that an older person won't read the Bible, because there are those temptations which come to Kati, today it's Kawa, because Obimanyi, first of all, Obimanyi, Obikolachi, Obimanyi, Bugendo Kusomo Obimanyi, Obisoma, da, you are saved in P6, Obimanyi. The Bible is going to tell you, don't steal. Ochimanyi. So then you what? You start to take Bible reading lightly. So don't do that. Let us, all of us, endeavor to read our Bibles. Read our what? Read our Bibles. This sounds so elementary, but there's nothing more powerful than that. Reading your Bible. Because in it you'll find the commandments of God and you'll be reminded to keep them. And just even the word of God on itself has the power within it, to put you on the right course. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Amen? So let us do that. Hallelujah. Okay? Let us read our what? Bibles. The young and the old. Mwena mwena. Or fena fena, all of us. Let us please read the Bible. Sometimes it can get tired, okay? In addition to have a hard copy, also you can get, also have an audio Bible on your phone or wherever, in your car. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. So Solomon obeyed the commandments of God. That's how he loved him. But remember, he also sacrificed. Hallelujah. Okay? And now also us, if we are to excel in loving God, we should also make sacrifices unto God. Hallelujah. Okay? The first sacrifice I will briefly talk about is the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 says that, therefore, by him, by Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Glory be to God. Let us offer what? The sacrifice of praise to God. Okay? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, as you remember, those who are here like a year ago, Paul got those words from Hosea chapter 2, chapter 14, verse 2. And it says there that, take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all our iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. Now, if you have the NKJV, on the word sacrifices, there's a calendar. When you click on that calendar, it will tell you that that word sacrifices could also have been translated as bulls. Bull calves. Glory be to God. So we can say that. He said that take away all your iniquity. Then he said that receive us graciously, for we will offer the bull calves of our lips. Glory be to God. Okay? Most of you, now this is a joke, okay? Please don't what? Hallelujah. A good number of you are not privileged to be born in tribes which have cows. Glory be to God. So you don't have cows. Again, remember I said this is a what? Yeah. Okay, so temuni nante, you can't offer 1,000 burnt offerings like Solomon did. However, you can, with the sacrifices of your lips. Okay? When you offer sacrifices, God, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, you're actually offering, in a sense, animal sacrifice to God. Glory be to God. And when you do that, you are excelling in loving the Lord. Glory be to God. Praise and thanksgiving, especially in song. Praise and thanksgiving. Singing unto the Lord. Singing unto who? Singing unto who? Yes. And this brings me where I wanted to also to come. Sing unto the Lord. Don't sing unto the devil. How do you sing unto the devil? You sing unto the devil. One way is by secular music. Chameleon, Bobby Wine, Raggedy. There's some chap called some alien skin, is it? Alien skin. Recently, he sang praising the devil life. Whatever. Then he said, "Never the Satani, Yansumuru." I watched it. You know him. Okay. Then there are many. Okay. Yeah. Some young people don't know Michael Jackson. Okay. But those, yeah. But you know, of course, I'm joking. And all those secular musicians, Rema. Just help me, Rema. Who else? Juliana Kanyomozi. Hey, okay, Juliana, recently she lost her brother. I understand she's in the royal family of Toro. So she lost her brother, you know, a prince. And so one of my sisters shares whatever the group, you know, Juliana speak with her brother and then saying that, wow, you know what, you know. Then for me, I was like, I'm not leaving this girl. The way she was dressed, okay? So I responded to my sister, okay, my dad's firstborn. I responded to her, I was like, please, don't be the one sharing this picture all over the world. You can evidently see that this woman is dressed what? Immorally, okay? So I told her that when you do that, sharing a picture, while she has lost her, you know, you are spreading the spirit of lust. Then she responded and said that, if you start to look for spirits everywhere, you'll find some under rocks, what? I was like, this one? I was like, you know her trade. And you also really see how she's dressed. Then I was like, Bambi, okay, yeah, sorry, she has lost her brother. But the picture you're using to tell the world that she has lost her brother is not a godly picture. And that was the end of the conversation. I'm still waiting for what? A response. Yeah. Now I think it's coming to a month. Okay? Yeah, Juliana, yeah, okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes, you know Joseph Nsubuga, the guy who is to go underworld. Young people, have you heard of people who go under the water? People who go underwater and they meet the devil. Have you heard of that jazz? Okay. We should die aside. Any of the people go, you know, meet the devil and what? Now, yeah, Joseph Nsubuga, who used to be there, most of you have met him, yeah? Then he got saved. He's at Deliverance Church with those guys. He says they used to have meetings somewhere in Muyenga. Meetings. Satanists in Muyenga. There's a place there. Okay? Some house there. And in that house, the meetings, there are people from all spheres of life. You know, the devil is not only in discotheques, you know, It's spheres of life, okay? There are pastors in courts who are Satanists, okay? One of them is Namtebi, okay? He says that Namtebi was there, most of meetings, plotting against the church, okay? Namtebi, okay? Grace Fubega, okay? You know, and Namtebi is like a professor. Okay? Joseph Nsubuga who told me, and someone else who told me, that you guys think that Mama Fina is the foremost. Okay? But I say that actually, Namtebi is what? Senior wa Mama Fina. Okay? And I had a dream once, like over 14 years ago, when God was showing me that. They thought that woman died. Okay? Then, some of the people were there, those meetings, demonic, devil, satanic meetings, was Juliana. Then she said, Juliana, nga mulunji, you know, ngera atula, like very calm, very nice. you know, eh? Yeah, she said, but you know, but she's in what? The guy said, man, don't joke with that word. Very deadly. Eh? Hallelujah. Yeah, so anyway, but we're talking about secular word. Please. Eh? Now, you see, you want to obey the commandments of God. Eh? Okay? Especially young people. You want to live a pure life as far as physical intimacy is concerned. One of the things you should do, if you really want that, one of the things you should do is to leave that music alone. Because that music, even when you watch the videos, okay, it is evidently dirty music. You know, the women are what? By the way, so this whole thing of what? People, okay, they love the Lord. Eh? You know, they love the Lord. Hmm? Now, like, you can't convince me, for example, that the owners of NBS, NTV, that, okay, they're not saved, but they love the Lord, Bambi. Because if they love the Lord, there's some programs which shouldn't be on there, what? Okay? Yesterday, I was waiting to watch, to see how Manchester United was being hammered. Okay? The game was at 11, so I had to wait. So as I wait, I want to see what is on the news, eh? Like, you know, what's happening in Ghana. So I switch on NBS. Okay? Then there's that thing which starts, I think, at 11 or at 10 something. As in music, like, eh? It's called what? Anyway, eh? You don't know. Man, it's like Progi has started. Evil music. Girls are women, the queen dancers, naked. Okay, by the way, Erica Umkisa, you've heard of her? You've heard of Erica Umkisa? Yes, eh? You haven't heard of Erica Umkisa? Sam, I'm assigning you, eh? Please. Everything I've said that the young people need to know, you're the one, what? Erica Mkisa was captured into that stuff. She used to go under the water, met the devil. She became a queen dancer. Those girls who dance, or, you know, those shows. Eh? So she said that, she explained that the reason why those girls can dance and twist their bodies is because they put in them a serpent spirit, like a spirit of a snake. You know how a snake, you know? And she said that's what used to enable them to dance the way they used to dance. Okay? As in physically, you know, like twist, you know, flexible. She said that ejumizimu, which enabled them to dance that way. Okay? It's the devil. So now you're watching that. First of all, you have finished offering the sacrifices of your lips unto God. Okay? Sunday service has ended. Then immediately you get into the car. You know, eh? Hallelujah. You know, this whole thing, eh? No, but it's really serious. Hmm? It's really serious. I don't know whether it is the churches we go to. I just don't understand. For me, I don't understand how a mulokole, and Bambi, nice mulokole. Isn't that word nice? Eh? Mulokole. Nice mulokole. Bambi, bamu mani mulokole. And it's true mulokole. Then you open up a restaurant. A restaurant. Then you start playing evil, what? Music. Because music which you wouldn't want your daughter to participate. If you don't want your daughter to participate in it, then you know something is wrong with it. So now you, Emulokere, why are you playing it for clients? You understand, eh? But you're like, what? It's just music. It's music. Now don't overbe what? Yeah, don't overbe what you are legalistic. It's just music. But that music, do you want your daughter to be? Okay? Or you yourself, would you want to be what? A part. You don't, because you know it is bad. It's evil. So restaurant, you know, because tunonya restaurant but tunatula. Okay. Sometimes we have money. Okay, you have like a 20K. But you want to give a Morocco-less your 20,000. But you sit and you enjoy life. Eh? Hallelujah. You can even hear the voice of God as you're eating in that ambience. But the for me, I just don't understand it. Okay? This one I'm getting ready to talk to. Glory be to God. That one I'm joking. I think which is someone else's assignment. Okay? But I've talked to her waiters and waitresses. I go there, they're playing that music. When I get there, I tell them, Museko, the other Arab, you know. Then immediately they start playing because they have it. Then I told them that I'm going to tell what? Your boss what? But I realized that they're together in the thing. Glory be to God. Because you see, if you play Christian music, then people don't like it. Now, one time, I asked one of them, a saved waitress. I was like, but you, why do you play this, what, dirty music? You know what she told me? She said, but it is not Sunday. It is not Sunday. It is not what? Sunday. We can be worship music. We have Sunday church. Next, it is Monday. So Monday, in a sense, it is for sinning. And I was, but Bambi, you can sometimes sense that Bambi, these people really don't know, eh? Because you see, we've grown up in this thing, and so sometimes you can sense that Bambi, there's a veil on this issue. Hallelujah. And usually I take it upon myself to remove the veil. Glory be to God. Or to try to remove the veil. Hallelujah. Amen. So offer the sacrifices of your lips unto God. Okay? Now, don't use that same mouth to offer sacrifices unto the devil. And brother, if you don't listen to secular music, you won't die. You won't. There's a way in which people feel like, man, the world is going to end. Man, cutting in a cola and yeah, like, no. Like those things of what? Yeah, my wedding. Glory be to God. I refuse. I was like, it ain't happening. It's my wedding. It's mine. It's not for my father. It's not mine. It's mine. Okay? It's what? Mine. Okay? Yeah. Geraldine, also now for the intro, they had their things. Okay? Yes, I don't know where Sambutu songs. I don't know. I'm asking. I don't remember whether they sneaked in somewhere. And now, that's the thing, you know, guys get DJs, eh? DJs, you just pick a guy from the street. You tell him, I'm a Morocco, so get Christian, what? Hey, me then. What do you expect from me? Tell me, man, I'll be mania. Please. Glory be to God. That music is evil. It's of the devil. Esther had a dream a few months ago. Okay, where God was showing how he looks at Christians who sing secular music. And it was a very bad dream. How God looks at them. Hallelujah. Okay? Patrick Wandera, Devon's Church, will tell you that those are sometimes they cast out demons from people. And as they are casting them out, the demons begin to speak like chameleon. Okay? And they're like, but she plays our music. That's why we're in her life. You've heard of those things, eh? Chameleon, a demon begins to speak. Demons are being cast out. But she plays our music. That's why we're inside her. Inside him, inside her. You understand? Okay? And then you want to keep yourself pure, but the music you're watching, those little girls are messing you up. Okay? The spirit of lust. After there, you have to find a way of sorting yourself out after watching those things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We should excel in loving who? In loving the Lord. I had more to say, but I'll end here. Glory be to God. Amen. We shall continue next week. But let us excel in loving God by keeping his commandments and offering sacrifices unto him like Solomon did. And one of the sacrifices is praise and thanksgiving unto him. Okay? The other, we shall talk about it next week, as we also talk about the great benefits of loving the Lord. You guys, there are benefits. Young people, there are benefits. You can't go wrong with loving the Lord. Hallelujah. There are benefits. Eh? Okay? There are benefits for every person who chooses to love the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.